You're listening to SBS News.
Years of hard work at school paid off for Will Chen when he was accepted into a double law and creative intelligence and innovation degree at the University of Technology, Sydney. But with a new hike in some university fees, it will come at a cost for the 18-year-old.
I think I had to pay about 20 grand more overall throughout my course fees, so it definitely was a consideration. But in the long term, my idea was I would pay it off if I got like a good job and like I got into what I wanted to do.
Australian National University education researcher Andrew Norton says preliminary 2021 university application data reveals a mixed bag for the course shakeup, designed to steer graduates in the direction of future jobs.
There do seem to be some courses like education, which have become much cheaper, where there's a fairly big increase in demand. But other courses they're trying to promote, like engineering or science, have relatively small increases.
With fees reduced, there was a big jump in applications for courses like agriculture and environmental studies, health, education and teaching degrees, and architecture and building. By contrast, a 28% jump in fees for management and commerce courses led to a 4.6% decline. But a fee hike of more than 100% failed to deter students from pursuing society and culture degrees. According to Education Minister Alan Tudge, the government's intent was to encourage more students into courses where there was the best chance of getting a job, and pleasingly, that was now happening. He says it is all about getting Australians the skills and qualifications they need to get a job in our post-COVID economic recovery. Universities say the true enrolment picture won't be known until course numbers are finalised next month, while critics question the fairness and effectiveness of the government's new fee policy. Andrew Norton says some graduates will be saddled with decades of student loans.
Some people will probably now take 20 or 30 years to repay their help debt, while other students repay in 4 or 5 years. And I simply don't think that's good social policy to achieve what is likely to be a fairly small shift in the pattern of applications.
Will Chen is happy not to think too much about the financial burden that lies ahead.
Obviously, it's a lot more to pay off. But for now, I'm just like pretty content with just doing my degree, getting it done, and seeing what follows after, and I'll worry about the money afterwards.
Gareth Borum, SBS News.